माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कपि जाना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जाना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा रस बिहारी राधा रस बिहारी राधे जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद
जयम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर्ष श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेम आनंदे ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 चैप्टर एंटाइटल प्रहलाद पेसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स वर्स 34 तत्संभव कविरत अन्यदप्यश्यमानास् त्वां बीजमात्मनि ततं स बहिर्विचिन्तया नामिन्ददब्दशतम् अप्सु निमज्जमान जातेऽङ्कुरे कथम् ओपलभेत बीजम् तत्सम्भव कविरत अन्यदप्यश्यमानस् त्वां बीजमात्मनि ततं स बहिर्विचिन्तया नामिन्ददब्दशतमप्सु निमज्जमाना जातेऽङ्कुरे कथम् उपलभेत बीजम् तत्संभव कविरतो अन्यदपश्यमानस् त्वां बीजमात्मनि ततं स बहिर्विचिन्त्या नामिन्ददब्दशतम् अप्सु निमज्जमान जाते अङ्कुरे कथम् उपफलभेत बीजम् त्वां बीजमात्मनि ततं स बहिर्विचिन्त्य word to word. Tat sambhava, who was generated from this lotus flower. Kavi, he who can understand the subtle cause of creation. Lord Brahma. Ataha, from that lotus. Anyat, anything else. Apashyamanaha, not able to see. Tvam, your leadership, your lordship. Bijam, the cause of the lotus. Atmani, in himself. Tatam, expanded. Saha, he, Lord Brahma. Bahi vichintya, considering to be external. Na, not. Avindat, understood. You. Abdashatam, for 100 years according to the demigods. Apsu, in the water. Nimajjamanaha, diving. Jate ankure, when the seed fructifies and is manifested as a creeper. Katham, how? Uha, O my Lord. Upalabheta, one can perceive. Bijam, the seed that has already fructified. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. From that great lotus flower, Brahma was generated. But Brahma certainly could see nothing but the lotus. Therefore, thinking you to be outside, Lord Brahma dove into the water and attempted to find the source of the lotus for 100 years. He could find no trace of you. However, for when a seed fructifies, the original seed cannot be seen. Purport. This is the description of the cosmic manifestation. The development of the cosmic manifestation is like the fructification of a seed. When cotton is transformed into thread, the cotton is no longer visible. And when the thread is woven into cotton, woven into cloth, the thread is no longer visible. Similarly, it is perfectly correct that when the seed that had generated from the navel of Garbhodakshay Vishnu became manifested as the cosmic creation, one could no longer understand where the cause of the cosmic manifestation is. Modern scientists have tried to explain the origin of creation by a chunk theory. But no one can explain how such a chunk might have burst. The Vedic literature, however, explains clearly that the total material energy was agitated by the three modes of material nature because of the glance of the Supreme Lord. In other words, in the terms of the chunk theory, the bursting of the chunk was caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, one must accept the Supreme Cause, Lord Vishnu, as the cause of all causes. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Sam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatanine नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग दिस चैप्टर इन विच प्रहलाद महाराज इज एक्सप्रेसिंग हिज डिवोशनल सेंटिमेंट्स थ्रू हिज प्रेयर्स। वेरी अमेजिंग दैट जनरली व्हेन वी अंडरस्टैंड प्रेयर्स वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट समवन इज आस्किंग समथिंग यू नो इन सम सिंपल वर्ड्स व्हाट एवर ही कैन अंडरस्टैंड। But in Bhagavatam, we see all the prayers, they talk about Sambandham, Abhidhe and Prayojan. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in entire Vedas, there is nothing but Sambandham, Abhidhe and Prayojan. Specifically, Sambandh is emphasized more. And the reason is very obvious. That the conditioned soul in this material creation is suffering because he has forgotten his sambandha with Lord. So sambandha has to be emphasized. Once the jiva understands his sambandha with the Lord, his relationship with the Lord, then it's not difficult to perform because that knowledge has come. In fact, almost 70% in the scriptures spoken about sambandha. And prayers also, whoever devotee has prayed in Bhagavatam, it is all about Sambandha Gyan, Abhidya and Prayojan. They have spoken Tattva in the prayers. Not just, my dear Lord, I want something. They are glorifying Lord. And they are glorifying not only Lord. As Srila Prabhupada says many times that Krishna is not alone. Krishna does not mean Krishna alone. Krishna means the entire paraphernalia, his devotees. His creation, the paraphernalia with his dhamma, his name. So all this is inclusive. So here also we see in Tattva, the Prahlad Maharaj is praying and he is going so detailed about how Lord is the only cause for creation. And he goes into detail about talking about Brahma. So in second canto, we find detail of this verse where it is mentioned Brahma is telling to Narada Muni how you know this entire creation was formed, how I came. So here in this verse the translation is, Lord Brahma, the first spiritual master supreme in the universe, could not trace out the source of his lotus seat, and while thinking of creating the material world he could not understand the proper direction for such creative work, nor could he find out the process for such creation. Very beautiful purpose Srila Prabhupada gives here. Such knowledge of the spiritual sky far above this material sky and its paraphernalia can be known only by dint of devotional service. Prabhupada is telling that how you can get the knowledge. The power of creation by Lord Brahma was also achieved by Bhakti Yoga. Brahmaji was bewildered in the matter of creation and he could not even trace out the source of his own existence. But all this knowledge was fully achieved by him through the medium of Bhakti Yoga. By Bhakti Yoga, one can know the Lord, and by knowing the Lord as the Supreme, one is able to know everything else. One who knows the Supreme knows everything else. That is the version of all Vedas. Even the first spiritual master of the universe was enlightened by the grace of the Lord. So who else can attain perfect knowledge of everything without the mercy of the Lord? If anyone desires to seek perfect knowledge of everything, he must seek the mercy of the Lord, and there is no other means. To seek knowledge on the strength of one's personal attempt is a sheer waste of time. So here also we see how Prabhupada is establishing. You want knowledge? You practice bhakti yoga. And in this verse, today's verse, Prabhupada gives one lecture. The opening line of the lecture is so captivating, so amazing. Prabhupada says, so from the beginning of the creation, the same illusion is continued. The creation came into existence when Lord Brahma was born from the navel of Lord Vishnu. And the first living entity, the first spiritual master, he himself is bewildered. Why? What is the main cause of his bewildered man? He does not know his own source. He does not know the cause of his existence. So, then Prabhupada writes, if the first spiritual master, Brahma is first spiritual master, in our own parampara, if he is bewildered, what to talk of ordinary living entities? Why they will not be bewildered when they do not know who they are and who is the creator? Who is the source of their existence? That's why we are bewildered. And very simple, justified logic, that because we don't know from where we have come, we'll be fearful. Jai Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. So only way to dispel this illusion or drive away the fear of living entity is to make him understand is that the jiva is part and parcel of Krishna. And that is sambandha. And so sambandha gyan has been more emphasized. So we'll discuss a little bit about sambandha. Once Srila Prabhupada was giving class in West somewhere. And one student, he just stood up and he asked that, Swamiji, can I become your disciple? He's just sitting, attending first time, and he's saying, can I become your disciple? So all other leaders and sannyasis of ISKCON, they said, they were trying to make him sit. You don't understand. You have to fill the form. Now there's more, but earlier, at least you have to do some bhakti to come. At least you come this Monday, Wednesday and Friday classes. You attend some Harinam Sankirtan. You understand. And then you take initiation. So they are trying to, make him sit. But Prabhupada stopped him. Prabhupada asked that boy that, I'll ask you some question. You give me the answer. And let us see. So Prabhupada asked first question, who is Krishna? And the first question, who is Krishna? And that boy said, Krishna is God. Prabhupada said, who are you? And he said, I am servant of God. Prabhupada said, come tomorrow morning, I will give you initiation. Sambandh was clear. That is how initiation is given. When we know what is a sambandha. In fact, one of our Gaudiya Acharyas, he has mentioned that there are two verses which we will discuss. Any Gaudiya Vaishnava should understand before taking initiation in the Gaudiya Parampara. Even the Padma Purana talks about four paramparas. Gaudiya, we are in one way connected to Madhvas, and we are not Madhvas also. So it's inconceivable oneness and difference. So Gaudiya Parampara is special. And specifically, there are some reasons which we'll discuss. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained those reasons. So about the Sambandha Gyan, Madhvacharya, He wrote Navaprameyas. Prameya and Pramana, there are two things. Pramana is the truth. And Prameya is what is to be known. Or we can say Pramana is an evidence or a proof. And Prameya is what is to be substantiated. What will you prove with that Pramana is that Prameya. Little should not focus on the words, but what is to be known. Mostly when we come to ISKCON, we come to Krishna consciousness, there are some things which we are supposed to know. And there are some things which we are not supposed to know. But then we see, you know, devotees here and there, they will understand the picture. Sometimes people from outside, they don't understand what ISKCON is all about. They take a wrong picture because of not taking perfect knowledge of what is to be understood, what is to be known. So it's very important for every living entity we should know that is to be known. That is Navaprameyas given by Madhvacharya. In these 9 sutras, he gave entire Vedic knowledge. There is nothing beyond that. And these Navaprameyas were given more detailed by our Acharya Baldev Vidyabhushan when he is supposed to defeat this Ramanandis. When we were supposed to establish, Baldev Vidyabhushan was given a task to establish Gaudiya Vaishnavism as a parampara, the authorized bona fide parampara. At that time he wrote this Prameya Ratnavali. When he took this book, he took 9 Prameyas and he wrote Prameya Ratnavali. So, like some devotees, you know, he was saying that, why Radha Govinda Dev? Why Govindji went to Jaipur? So, one devotee said that because Krishna went to many places in India, except Rajasthan. You see, before, Govinda went before Srinathji. There was no big temple of Krishna in Rajasthan. So Krishna said, okay, let us go to Rajasthan also. Now one devotee explains that in future, Baldev Vidyabhushan has to discuss this six system of philosophy. And so Srimati Radharani told to Krishna that Vrindavan is not the place for Vedanta. This is Premdham. So you go. And then he came to Jaipur. You know, his devotees explain. So there he discussed. Again, Gaudiyas faced a, you know, severe crisis. After Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, again Gaudiya Parampara faced severe crisis, which we can see from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life history. We'll understand till what level people misunderstood Gaudiyas. So he, Baldev Vidyabhushan, again took this Navaprameyas and he started, you know, giving detailed explanation. In 3 or 4 books, even in Jaiva Dharma, in Krishna Samhita and other books, he has written about Navaprameyas. And then he added 1 Pramana. So 9 Prameyas and 1 Pramana. So this became Dashamula Tattva, very famous, you know, of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He wanted to establish. In this, out of 9 sutras, now we should know why we are discussing, because we should know what is Vedic literature. So these 9 sutras contain all the Vedic substance. And out of 9, 7 talks about Sambandha Gyan. And 1 about Abhidya and 1 for Prayojan. So these 2 shlokas which Acharya say that Gaudiya should know before initiation. One is this Aradhyo Bhagwan Abrajayatanyas. Another is this one, the introductory shloka, which is given in Jaiva Dharma, that Amanya Praha Tattvam Harim Iha Paramam Sarvashaktim Rasabdhim Tadbhinna Amshascha Jeevan Prakriti Kalat Kavalitan Tadvimuktam Shabhavat ಭೇದ ಭೇದ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಂ ಸಕಲಂ ಅಪಿ ಹರೇ ಸಾಧನಂ ಶುದ್ಧ ಭಕ್ತಿಂ ಸಾಧ್ಯಂ ತತ್ಪ್ರೀತಿಂ ಏವತಿ ಉಪದಿಶ್ಯತಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಸಹ. ಭಕ್ತಿನಾಥ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ದೀಸ್ 10 ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಸಹ, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಪರ್ಸನಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೌಂಡೆಡ್ ದೀಸ್ 10 ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್. Now, where Gauranga expanded, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he gave this tattva? Lord Chaitanya mainly distributed bhakti through Harinam Sankirtan. But he spoke tattva with 5 personalities. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we find that. 5 personalities he spoke tattva. One was Sanatana Goswami, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about the Sambandha Gyan. And you see, Sanatana Shiksha is the lengthiest part of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Almost 5 to 6 chapters teaching to Sanatana Goswami. And 2 months. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given instruction 2 months to Sanatana Goswami and only 10 days to Rupa Goswami. Because Sambandha is more important for a jiva. At this moment, it's important for us. And then he discussed with Rupa Goswami about Abhidhyaya. And then with Ramananda Rai, Prayojan, the discussion at Kubur. And then he discussed Tattva with 2 opponents, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Prakashananda Saraswati. Why? To highlight something, to highlight your own philosophy, you need to defeat the other philosophies. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to defeat someone to highlight how this philosophy is most powerful and the supreme philosophy. So he had a detailed discussion on Tattva with Prakashananda Saraswati and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where he discussed these things. Now these Navpramayas were mentioned earlier by Madhvacharya. What is so specific where he is saying Mahaprabhu gave? Or what is specific is one thing, Rasabdhim. The first is Harim Iya Paramam, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Second is Sarva Shaktim, he is all powerful. And the third Prameya is Rasabdhim, Krishna is source of all the rasas. Topmost rasa, rasaraj. This is what is given by Gaudiya. Even though in 4 paramparas they worship Krishna, but they don't worship in... They say that, when Sri Vaishnavas, they say that, yes, Krishna is there, Krishna did so many leelas, but it is Narayana actually who is doing all this. So after Mahaprabhu, it was in Gaudiya Parampara, it was more established that Krishna is supreme. And because of his rasa, because he is rasaraj, all the rasas are there in Krishna. Like holy name was always there. It is in the scriptures, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. What is so special? By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, propagating this holy name. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proved that holy name is the best sadhana, is the topmost sadhana to attain love of God. Holy name will give us the topmost destination. It's not that holy name was not there before. It was specified, it was, you know, revealed. And then fourth is Tad Bhinna Amsha. Jiva is Bhinna. Tad Bhinna Amshas is, Jiva is Bhinna and Sa Jivan Prakriti Kala Kavalitan. The living entity, sometime, because he is marginal, so sometime he is captured by Maya, and at the same time, he is also not affected by Maya. So this is how he covers. And there are different things. So in 7 of the 9 sutras, he talks about Sambandha Gyan. So that is why we have to understand, many a times devotees, sadhakas, you know, we speak that, you know, I'm not getting, you know, we feel sleepy in the class, or we feel sleepy in the chanting time. We don't get taste. How that taste will come? Because Sambandha is not aware, we are not aware about why we are doing and what we are doing, we'll never get taste. How is that, that conditioned soul is naturally attracted to materialistic things? He's convinced. From doing so many, you know, births, he's convinced. So now we have to undo all that. By understanding our Sambandha, that we actually belong to spiritual world and we are actually part and parcel of Krishna. Without Sambandha, Abhidya is, it will not have so much intensity. That's why we have to understand. Prabhupada, all the time, in, especially in the first 5 years of his preaching, what Prabhupada emphasized? In entire life Prabhupada emphasized, but first 5 years when he was preaching in the West, Sambandha Gyan. Majorly Sambandha Gyan. Who is Krishna? Who are you? What is Maya? What is your connection with Krishna? This is all Prabhupada lectures all about. Soul and body. So until unless we are aware about these things, we will not be able to practice bhakti nicely. And here, bewilderment of Brahma is because of that. And we are bewildered because we don't have knowledge. Like Prabhupada writes in first canto, first chapter, 7th, 8th or 9th verse, Prabhupada writes in the purpose, one should know the 6 system of philosophies before sitting on Vyasasana. Does that mean we should go and understand 6 system of philosophy? Prabhupada never said. We don't have to go separately. Prabhupada, everything Prabhupada has given in Bhagavatam. All the 6 systems are mentioned in Bhagavatam and also they are defeated in Bhagavatam. Once His Grace Kamalochan Prabhu was giving class, he said, the 6 system of philosophy is nothing but an organized confusion. There's a lot of confusion in the world, but this is organized confusion. So all he says is bogus. Even Vedavyasa said. So that is why Prabhupada defeated all the system in Bhagavatam. It's very important for devotees to read and understand Bhagavatam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will discuss little bit from Sanatana Shiksha, few verses. When he was talking to Sanatana Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami is asking, who am I? And why am I suffering? What is the cause of my suffering? The first question Sanatana Goswami asks, who am I? You tell me. And then Mahaprabhu starts explaining. And then he says, Krishna bhuli sahi jeev anadi bahir mukha atayava maya tare deya samsara dukha. Because we have become vimukh or bahir mukh to Krishna. We have turned our face against Krishna. That's why we are suffering. The only cause of suffering is disobedience to the laws of God. We disobeyed. Or we are still disobeying the laws of God, we are suffering. To the degree we obey the laws, we will become happy. Otherwise it's difficult. It's very important to understand that we are part and parcel of Krishna. Who am I? Krishna Das. Jivare Swarupa Haya Krishna Nitya Das. First thing to understand. Yeah. Otherwise we will be confused. How here Lord Brahma was confused. And then Mahaprabhu again quotes Sanatan Goswami one verse from Bhagavatam, Bhayam Dviti Abhineveshat Shatasyat, that how this is King Nimi is asking to Navayogendras about 9 different questions. And the first Navayogendra, Shri Kavi, he replies that what is bhaya? He defines what is bhaya? What is fear? Fear is Dviti Abhineveshatasyat. When we consider anything but Krishna, we suffer. That is fearful situation. We see anything separate from Krishna, we will be in great suffering of fear. Small child, when he is in his own house, he is not fearful. Small child of 3 years old, he will not catch hold of his mother or father when he is in his own house. He will go entire house, he will play, even if they have courtyard, he will go out and play, entire house, he will run up and down, no fear. Because he is convinced, this is my house. He knows and he is convinced, this is my house, I am protected. He sees, connected. He sees the connection. When the same child comes out with a mother or father, goes somewhere, he will not leave the hand of his parents. He will never leave. Because he is not able to see the connection. He sees that this is not connected to me or connected to my father also. And that's why he becomes fearful. So many people, so many visitors come to temple. Sometimes they have small children. They will not get down, kids. You know, devotees are dancing. You know, they'll say, okay, you know, you also dance. They'll not dance. They'll be fearful. And the children of devotees who come regularly, they run here and there. Because they see the connection. Sambandh. So to the degree we see things connected to Krishna, to that degree we'll be fearless. So, like example, if we take, okay, I forgot. So, our fear is mainly because of not understanding that connection with Krishna. That's the only reason. In Hindi, we can say atmiyata. We don't see things connected to us. And that's why he says that when we see things separated from Krishna, immediately Maya captures. Because when we see things separated from Krishna, we want to enjoy. Then captures. So how, what we should do? We should connect ourselves. And said in the same verse, Ata Buddha. So, Ata, therefore, the intelligent people, Abhajet Tam. They will worship the Supreme Lord. Who is intelligent, they will worship. Here, Navayogendra is saying, whoever is intelligent will worship the Supreme Lord. Prahlad Maharaj also says, the intelligent people will worship the Supreme Lord. And then he says, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells, it's not possible to understand our own connection with Krishna on our own. Prabhupada writes in this purport, to seek knowledge on the strength of one's personal attempt is a sheer waste of time. We cannot understand. Brahma could not understand. Then what to talk about ourselves? The first entity is Swayambhuva, directly appearing from Lord's body. He could not understand what is the source. And we know that in second canto that he heard these two sounds, ta, pa, when he started performing tapasya. How many years? 100 celestial years. In this verse, 100 celestial years he started performing tapasya. So without tapasya, it's difficult to understand Lord. It is said, for vairagis, for sannyasis, for vairagis, for devotees, tapasya is their wealth and tapasya is their beauty. Tapasya is the wealth and the beauty of all the renunciates. It is very important. Tapo divyam putrakayena. Lord Rishabhdev says. But how to do that tapasya? Brahmanda brahmite kono bhagyavana jeev guru krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata beach. Not without guru and krishna. Many people go to Himalaya. They will keep their head down in the snow and legs up and do tapasya. So there are many different kinds of tapasya. There is no fruits. Fruits will not come in that tapasya. Why? Because there is no blessings of Guru and Krishna. The austerity which is performed under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master, that austerity is directly coming for us from the Supreme Lord. And that will give result. So we should not perform austerity independently. That also has to be under guidance. Like yesterday we were hearing His Grace Balram Prabhu was explaining, you know, very complicated structure. He just spoke in a very simple way about, you know, kunja and all that. So what was the main thing I was thinking about there? What is the main thing? Main thing is following Krishna and Guru. Following the orders of Guru. What orders? To serve Krishna, to please Krishna. Service to the Supreme Lord for His own pleasure. That is what we have to do. Now whether we understand the Goloka chart or not, that is not important. What Prabhupada is giving method, we follow that and go there. Sitting from here, looking through the telescope, even from scriptures we understand what is the use. If we don't follow Guru, if we don't follow Prabhupada, what is the use of understanding? Because the same scripture which are giving the structure of the spiritual world, they are saying that the devotees staying there eternally, they serve Sri Sri Radha and Krishna for their pleasure. And that service is achieved by serving the lotus feet of Guru. But that we don't do. And then we want to enter. We have heard this example by His Holiness Bhakti Devi Swami Maharaj. That Prabhupada is an ambassador. Until and unless he will stamp on our visa, forget about no entry, no exit only. We will not exit the material world. Forget about entering the spiritual world. So that is what we have to do. First thing, follow the instructions for the pleasure of Prabhupada. That is sambandh gyan we have to understand. And here Mahaprabhu says, one cannot understand on his own. So he says, maya mukta jivera nahi swata krishna jnana. Because you are conditioned soul, we cannot swata krishna jnana. The knowledge about Krishna will not manifest on its own. Or we cannot manifest on our own. Jivera kripa kaila krishna veda purana. To show the mercy on all the conditioned souls, Ved Vyas, he wrote Ved Purana. Otherwise, how we can understand? How a conditioned soul is to understand what is our connection with Krishna? Like there is a, what do you call daldal in English? Quicksand. So, you know, daldal, there is water and all. So, if a person is drowned in that, and because it is like semi-liquid substance, it's not pure liquid, it's not pure solid, it's in between. The more you try to come up, the more you go down. Because for coming up, you have to put the pressure down. And here when you put pressure down, you will be sinking. Till the time we get external help, will not be able to come out from that. So this samsara is like that. Very beautiful painting in our ISKCON, we find that how one man is drowning in ocean, huge waves you would have seen, and Lord Vishnu is coming sitting on the Garuda. He is, you know, extending his hand to take that jiva out from the samsara. If you just see the waves, it's so dangerous. Because we don't understand how samsara is danger, we are enjoying in this. Only two people can enjoy in this material creation. One, pure devotee of Lord. Another, is a fool. Only two people can enjoy. Otherwise, they will be fearful. So in this connection, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling a story to Sanatan Goswami about one astrologer. He says there was one astrologer and he went to one small hut, small house. A poor man was staying in that house. So astrologer, out of his own compassion, he just saw his hand to understand, you know, when his fortune will come. So when this astrologer saw the hand of this poor man, he said, "Why are you crying? You are supposed to be very rich. Your father was extremely rich. Only problem happened that he died without telling you where he has left his fortune. And that fortune is only yours. You go and enjoy that fortune." So, with a materialistic tendency, if we go to Guru, and then Guru tells about Krishna or about bhakti, and then we say, "Hari Bol, now we don't need Guru. Let us go and directly approach Krishna or perform bhakti on our own." Even this astrologer, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, even if astrologer told that your father has left the fortune, but where is that fortune? Then he explains, where is that fortune? And then, even if I know where is that fortune, how to get that fortune? That I don't know. So I should know the prayojan, I should know the sambandh, and I have to also learn abhidya. All three I have to learn from the spiritual master. All three I have to learn. And then it is explained how you should not dig towards the southern side, towards the northern or towards the western. You should dig on the eastern side. Little bit you will dig with the hand and you will see gold is coming out. And then it is explained what is this southern, northern and western side. This karma kand, jnana kand and all this mark. And bhakti is towards the eastern side. So we have to stick to the path, understanding the sambandh, and then stick to the path of bhakti and keep walking. In this verse, it is emphasized how by bhakti yoga only we can understand.
Here is that.
By bhakti yoga one can know the Lord, and by knowing the Lord as the Supreme, one is able to know everything else. One who knows the Supreme knows everything else. And the things which are impossible can become possible only by bhakti yoga. To know ourselves. Even if we study all the Vedic literature, we can understand who we are. Because we have imperfect senses. Through those imperfect senses, we will try to understand the perfect thing. Impossible. But just because we come in a bona fide parampara, we get connected to bona fide acharyas, we get immediate knowledge. Ready-made. What is more easy, that someone gives you the wheat flour, water, and the instrument to, you know, to roll it, to make a dough, and a gas connection, and a tawa, and all that. And then you make chapati. It's difficult. On the other side, this parampara, the acharyas, they have given this. What is this purport? This purport is nothing but a fence to the shloka. You know? Whatever shloka in any Vedic literature, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita or any other literature, this verse has to be protected with its original meaning. And that protection is done by Acharya with his own purport, and that is fencing. So that there is no opportunity for any conditioned soul to misinterpret that verse. And that there is a purport. So it's not that sometimes devotees may feel that, okay, let us read the shloka in translation and go ahead. We'll misinterpret. So purports are very important. Once one devotee asked in Bombay Srila Prabhupada, shall we establish a Vedic research institute? Prabhupada said, no. There is no need of research institute. Whatever research has to be done, it is already done by Vedvyas. We don't have to do any research. So it is like someone not giving you all the things to prepare chapati, he is giving you chapati. Hot chapati, applied ghee over it. You just take it. This is as simple. So we can understand ourselves, we can understand Krishna, we can serve Krishna. We see the example, extreme example, Hanuman. He is a pure devotee, but he is in a species of a monkey. Garuda, Jatayu. How is it possible? If we see that for an animal to understand, but because of bhakti, Jatayu got such a wonderful opportunity, left his body on the lap of Lord Ram. So this Shabari, so many examples are there. Kubja, so many examples where just by, you know, little bit of bhakti, they achieved the highest destination. Putana. By practicing bhakti yoga, only in this material world, everyone wants to become the controller. So if you want to become the supreme controller, then you control the Lord. Because Lord is the supreme controller, and if you control the Lord, then you become the supreme controller. But is it possible to control Lord? Yes. By bhakti yoga, Lord gets controlled by his own devotees. What Krishna gave to Yashoda Mai, Nanda Baba, he completely was controlled by them. Then we see this Arjun. For Arjun, he became the chariot driver. See, name of Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Raya, who is the most famous personality in the entire creation? Who is most famous in the entire creation? Ramananda Raya said, my Lord, a devotee is most famous in the entire creation. Someone gave me a small video clip, you know, in Africa somewhere. A mother is singing Guru Puja. A small child, maybe 1.5 year old, trying to play, you know, mridangam with that. He is not able to understand the Sanskrit Guru Puja. But when the Guru Puja got over, the mother started singing Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. This boy immediately, you know, facial expression became so happy, and he started roaring Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. So I was thinking, this is true in case of Prabhupada. Everywhere, in every temple, there's one temple of Lord. So Lord is there, the temple is in name of Lord. But the mark, many places, Hare Krishna land, Prabhupada mark, Bhaktivedanta Swami mark. In Juhu is there, Bhaktivedanta, in Vrindavan is there. Everywhere Prabhupada's name is getting glorified. In ISKCON, 50th year we are celebrating, actually bigger than Janmashtami. Because of Prabhupada. So Krishna makes arrangement that his devotees will be glorified more than him. And Lord Kapila tells to his mother that anyone who chants the names of my devotee, he gets the same benefit and same purification chanting my name. So when we are chanting Jai Prabhupada, actually we are getting the same purification of chanting. Even though our main is, because Prabhupada told us to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that is main, but sometimes once or twice when we chant Jai Prabhupada, same. Because of Krishna's connection, because of Prabhupada's surrender to Krishna. So this is we understand that we have to understand this sambandha gyan, very important to practice abhidya and to reach prayojan. Sambandha is very important, and that has to be understood under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any comment or question? Randra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.